Chapter 18. Me a younger to accept my hospitality. Nina answered the low bows of the two officers by a slow inclination of the head, and took her place at the table opposite her father. All sat down. The coxswain of the steam launch came up carrying some bottles of wine. "You will allow me to have this put upon the table?" said the lieutenant to Elmayer. "What? Wine? You are very kind." "Certainly, I have none myself. Times are very hard." The last words of his reply were spoken by Elmayer in a faltering voice. The thought that Dane was dead recurred to him vividly again, and he felt as if an invisible hand was gripping his throat. He reached for the gin bottle, while they were uncorking the wine, and swallowed a big gulp. The lieutenant, who was speaking to Nina, gave him a quick glance. The young sub began to recover from the astonishment and confusion caused by Nina's unexpected appearance and great beauty. He was very beautiful and imposing, he reflected, but after all a half-caste girl. This thought caused him to pluck up heart and look at Nina sideways. Nina, with composed face, was answering in a low, even voice the elder officer's polite questions as to the country and her mode of life. Elmayer pushed his plate away and drank his guest's wine in gloomy silence. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.